A crowd of well over 200, many decked out in cowboy hats, fringe, and yes, coonskin caps, gathered at the IMAX Theater in downtown San Antonio to see The Alamo on the big screen. Marissa Wayne, John Wayne's daughter, said the film still resonates with her today.
It was something that he worked on tirelessly for years, and a story that he knew had to be told, and that these heroes had to be remembered, and, you know, even today it's so relevant. And so very important that we stand up for our freedoms and fight to keep this country the way it is.
Several minor cast members were there. Jim Brewer was cast as a gunner alongside Colonel Travis, played by Lawrence Harvey. He says Wayne took a cue from his mentor, John Ford, by creating a close-knit atmosphere on location, even among a cast of thousands.
It was almost a family-like atmosphere. Of course, there was 1,000 people on the set every day. You had 6 directors, assistant directors. And, it was a professional-made film, no doubt about that. But we had a good time.
It wasn't all good times, though. Brewer says the crew mourned the passing of several colleagues during the shoot.
Unfortunately, my roommate got killed coming back from Mexico. There was a horrible car wreck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there were several people of the crew killed coming back from Mexico. And then a few weeks later, a girl named, I think her name was LaJean Etheridge, got a role in the film, and her boyfriend got jealous of her and killed her one night. And I remember one of the things I remembered is that when they arraigned him at the courthouse in Brackettville, apparently they called Mr. Wayne in to identify him. Of course, he didn't know who he was. He was an extra. And so Wayne was in his Davy Crockett uniform, and the assailant was standing up on the steps on the Brackettville courthouse, and Wayne pointed at him and said, "Is that the son of a bitch that did it?"
The Alamo was filmed in 70mm, but unfortunately, last weekend's screening of The Alamo was sourced from a long out-of-print Laserdisc. That's the only way anyone can see the original 202-minute version of the film today, and it's hardly ideal for projection onto a large-format screen like IMAX. The only known 70mm print of the original film rests in a vault at MGM in California, and it's in dire need of restoration, according to film preservationist Robert Harris, whose restoration credits include Lawrence of Arabia and Vertigo.
Like all films from 1953 through 1960, they just fade. It has nothing to do with how it's kept or not kept, because MGM has terrific vaults. It's just something that is endemic to the stock. The magstock that holds all the audio has vinegar syndrome. It's extremely delicate at this point and decomposing. MGM copied that. They did preservation work on it several years ago. They've been, you know, working very, very hard to keep these things going, but at a certain point, they're just gone. And what's occurred in the last 18 months, 2 years, is that we finally have the digital technology to allow us to do what needs to be done.
So as the DRT tries to preserve The Alamo with last weekend's fundraiser, Mr. Harris wants to restore and preserve John Wayne's The Alamo for future generations. To help, email Robert Harris at alamorestoration@gmail.com. For Texas Matters, I'm Nathan Cohn.